Welcome to the Bernard Griffin Show. We're talking about fasting this morning. A third part in our series. And here we go. We're thinking about where did we get to so far? We've looked at fasting as a way of returning to God. And a way of mental training. We were looking at the book by a guy called Dag Tesori called Fasting, Simply Fasting. Fasting as mental training, fasting as purification. And perhaps we ought to add on the end something about avoiding fanaticism. But why are we fasting? Well, whenever we come to Lent, we start to think about fasting, and we're coming up towards Lent now. And that's one reason we think about fasting. We might want to think about fasting in a lot of different ways. And so today we're thinking about something called a psychophysical good. That sounds a bit babbly, but what do we mean? Psychological. Okay, fine. Spiritual, our mind. Healthy mind and healthy body. Physical good. So psychophysical good for the human person. And we think about when we're trying to get fit, maybe we go to the gym, and some people do anyway, and from time to time we sign direct debits that go on forever and we never go there. So I've cancelled mine, but I've always been going to the gym, trying to keep fit when I've had a few minutes and so forth. And you see people do that, and they buy all the clothes and they buy all the equipment, and sometimes they buy machines for home and things like that, expensive stuff. And I say to them sometimes when I meet them in a church environment, what do you think about the house of God as a place, a gymnasium? Where's your gymnasium for the soul? Have you got one? Have you even thought about it? How do you make your soul fit? Fit for what? Well, fit for the purpose of Almighty God. That's what. We need to think about a spiritual goal of, for example, eternal for salvation. If you don't want to think about it, perhaps that's the first problem we might look to